This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Hello and welcome back to Finding the Funny.
Hello, I am Ange.
And I'm Ruth.
And, you know, just settle in, come along for the ride. We are going to do a lot of chit chat.
We are, for those of you that don't know and have perhaps haven't listened before, we're sisters.
Yes.
Ange is the older of the two of us, but not necessarily the wiser.
Definitely not the wiser.
And this is the podcast where we get together every week and we just have a chat about what's going on in the world. We just chat shit, really,
just
don't we,
Ange? Just the random stuff of life. I think
it's all. Not particularly highbrow, it's no. Easy listening,
yeah.
And you're very, very welcome for the ride. So, Ange, how have you been?
I've been all right, Pats. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Just another week in lockdown, isn't it?
Oh, but honestly, don't you think the time is going really shitting fast?
No.
Don't you?
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't know where the weeks are going. I can't believe we're already in like
mid-Feb.
Practically middle of Feb.
Yeah, I know, but I don't find it's going particularly quick.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, I just think feel like it's quickness.
I'm actually really getting to the point of being totally fucked off with the whole shitting thing now.
Honestly, do you know what's doing my head in? Like, we had a Zoom chat with some friends at the weekend and it was really nice. Our
Zoomerang.
Friends Phil and Anna.
Zoomerang
yeah. Mm. Phil and Anna. They do listen. So hi,
Fana.
Phil. Hi, Anna. Fana.
Fana.
And I'm just pissed off with screens now.
Same.
Yeah. I'm just like, sure, it's not. It was really nice to see them and we chatted for probably about an hour and a half. It was really nice and we caught up and everything. But do you know what? I'm just like, when people ask me to do a Zoomerang now, I just literally want to say fuck off.
Yeah, I have definitely found that as well. Less bothered about actually having any contact with anyone over a
screen. Honestly.
Like, as much as my own family get on my shitting tits, actually then having to interact with other people via a screen is like the last thing I want to do.
Do you remember though? I was thinking about this the other day. Do you remember how like fucking crazy everyone went for a quiz in lockdown one?
It was quiz-tastic, wasn't it?
House party, quizzes.
This like, time. People
don't give a shit.
People are like, if you invite me to a quiz, I'm going to shove it up your ass.
If you invite me to a quiz, I'm going to purposefully get every fucking question wrong so you don't invite me again. Well, I just wanted to read a message out that we had from somebody last week. This person has asked to remain anonymous. But I just, when Ange and I were doing our prep, we just really felt this was a really, just a good message to include. It says, hi, I just wanted to say thank you for discussing masturbation this week. You are so right. It's not discussed or expected from women. This country has issues with sex education. I suffer from a condition called vaginismus, which is a result of involuntary contraction of the pelvic floor, making penetration either painful or impossible. This is psychological, and I feel for me it came from sex, or periods for that matter, not being discussed and feeling an immense sense of shame around the whole topic. It still makes me very uncomfortable, despite having had a lot of therapy and having managed to finally and successfully have a baby last year. It becomes something shameful, and still to this day, I have only ever told one friend about this. Anyway, my ramblings are just to say thanks, as it helps to hear more in the mainstream media and normalise things. Keep up the good work, ladies. Thanks, Patties.
What a wonderful message. Yeah, really lovely message.
I just thought it's so nice when you talk about a subject and a topic, and you know, look, if anything that we talk about resonates with you, or you find it helpful, or even if you disagree with us, you can absolutely get in touch with us. There's loads of ways that you can find us. You can send us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com,
and you can find us on Gram. I'm at Ange Corden.
I'm at Ruth Corden, and we have the Funny podcast page.
Facebook page.
That's the one.
Pat's.
Maybe I should say that again.
Finding the Funny Podcast Facebook page.
That's it.
That's the one. Obviously, if any of the subjects we talk about you find this is something that either affects you or you're worried about. Obviously, there are lots of information for lots of things online, yes. or you can go, speak to GPs or specialists yep. about them. So just obviously important to get these things checked out if you yep. feel it is something that might be affecting you in some way. Let's go to
La Big Questions.
Okay, so we have a big question that came through from Beck on the gram. Very interesting question, this one, Pat.
Yes, very interesting.
So she says, if you knew a year ago what was coming, what would you do differently?
Oh, God.
Go out. I'd just go out everywhere. I'd just be out all the time.
Cancel plans with anyone ever again.
If someone says, Ange, we're going out Friday, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Anything that you were doing, I'm coming too.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
What would I do differently? I think I'd probably try and invent a vaccine.
Wow, bloody hell.
Go back 12 months. I think I'd set to work on a vaccine.
Isn't it weird though, now when you do look back and you think it was probably about this time a year ago that it was really kind of getting real.
I spoke to my friend about this time last year, who's a GP, and he said, no joke, he said to me, it is definitely coming. Stockpile paracetamol. It's on its way to us. We're not going to, if people think we're going to avoid this, we're absolutely not. It's coming. And I remember I literally went, yeah, all right. I was like, what the fuck do you know, Mr. GP? And then literally 3 weeks after that, I was messaging him saying, Will, you know that conversation we had?
I've stockpiled on paras and toilet roll.
And toilet roll.
I mean, toilet roll.
Why did everybody lose their shit over toilet roll?
I know. Well, everyone lost their shit about everything.
Didn't they?
Stockpiling toilet roll, stockpiling pasta.
Do you know, actually, if I could go back and be something different 12 months ago, I'd be a prepper.
A prepper?
Have you not heard of those people?
Oh, yeah.
Who are constantly prepping.
The world's going to end.
I saw on the news. It was about this time last year, this guy that just in his garage had like shelves of pasta, loo roll, tins. He was
you would not be a prepper.
He said, look, you know, if anything really terrible happens, I can probably live here for about 6 months, not without going out.
Was he Northern?
He was from North.
Up North.
But that's what I think I'd do. I'd be a prepper.
I would not. I would not give a shit about the prepping for shit. I'd be going out.
Yeah.
I'd go out everywhere with everyone at any time, day or night. I'd be, get me out of this shitting house because I'm going to spend from March 2020 to probably June 2021 in my house.
That is actually really funny.
Yeah.
You'd move out.
I actually
if
would.
If you knew this was coming, you'd go
I'd be
live
like,
in a
see
hotel.
Ya. Yeah, see you guys. Look after yourselves.
Yeah. Dad's got you guys. I'm just going to buy a few bottles of wine.
Yeah.
I'm going to come and go from my hotel as I please.
You know, we can FaceTime and stuff. For a while, we'll FaceTime until I get pissed off with screens. Then we won't FaceTime anymore.
I'll just text every now and again.
Yeah, I'll just do a check-in. Are you okay? Yeah. Great. Fine,
see ya. I'm off out with my mate. See you later.
Do you know a friend of mine? Her dad.
Yeah.
He basically, a few weeks before like lockdown really came in and no one could go anywhere.
Yeah.
He went to Australia, and he literally got into Australia as they closed their borders.
Oh my God!
And he ain't been back. That is my vibe. Yeah, he's just stayed out there.
And he ain't been back.
He ain't been back. That
he's
is what I do.
Off.
Yeah.
He's pissed off. He's got four kids at home, but he ain't been back.
Yeah, he can give a shit. And that if I could go back, that's what I'd be like that. Right, quick, get out now. Australia's still open. Get in there.
Get in
then
there.
Then I can't get back. What a shame.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry, I'm out here for the long haul now.
Yeah.
It is really tough, though.
Yeah,
I'm drinking a beer on the beach. And missing you lot terribly. Yeah,
terribly. If I could get back, I would.
I would. It's just the borders. Know, I can't. Blame the Australian government.
Yeah, I can't leave. Yeah. The Brits won't let me back in. So I'll see you in a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd... You could think about that with any year, though, couldn't you? Like, what would you do differently?
No, but this is a whole other level of shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
Any other year, you can kind of go, oh, if I should have started that last year, I'll do it this year, and then you don't. But, you know, this is shitsville. We have lived in shitsville for the best part of a year.
It's to quote Rachel from Friends, there's rock bottom, 20 metres of crap, and then 2021, 2020.
That's where we are. Yeah. That's where we are. That's where we've been.
Yeah, that's where we're staying, I think, for the foreseeable.
Yeah.
But do you know what? To quote Yaz, the only way is up.
Wow. You're coming out with a big lot of quotes.
This week.
Quotastic, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm big time quoting this week. Yeah.
The only way is up, baby.
Yeah, I loved that song.
You and me now. Oh yeah, she had a voice.
Yeah. Oh yes, that was a banging tune as well.
Banger. That was a banger.
So there you go. Andrew would go to Australia and not be able to get back.
I'd be out.
I'd either make a vaccine or become a prepper. I think Andrew wins that segment. To be honest,
I think bloody hands down, mate. So we are now into
everybody's talking about.
I love that. Bloody loves that.
I bloody loved it.
Bloody loves that. Yeah.
There was only one thing for this week.
100%, Pat.
There was only one thing that we could talk about.
Discuss, yeah.
The Handforth Parish Council.
And predominantly Jackie Weaver.
Jackie Weaver.
Jackie Weaver. Yeah.
Right. I am not Team Jackie.
What?
Yeah, I know. People are going to be shocked at that. I am not Team Jackie.
What, you don't agree with Jackie?
Okay, so for anybody that doesn't know, in this country this past week, there has been a video that's gone viral, basically, which is a load of parish councillors who obviously meet regularly in Handforth, and it's actually made the news and everything. And it obviously was recorded. Lots of those meetings are recorded over Zoom, and that some of it got leaked. And at this particular meeting, Jackie Weaver had arrived to chair it with two parish councillors who I think had made a complaint about the way that the parish council meetings were being held.
Yes.
And they had some concerns. So Jackie Weaver calls the meeting, and that is the first thing that brings complete uproar, because the chair and the vice chair are saying that it's been called illegally.
Yes.
Actually say it's an illegal meeting, I think it's absolutely illegal. Anyway, she is then on the Zoom, she kicks the chairman out, to which the vice chair is like, she's kicked him out. She tries to appoint a new chair, and the vice chairman steps in and says, no, I'm still here, I can chair it, read the terms and understand them, you have no authority here, Jackie Weaver, none whatsoever. And it basically descends into chaos.
It is a comedy gold moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That has just been captured and then gone crazy. Sleaked. Everyone's on board.
Yeah.
With Handforth Parish Council and Jackie Weaver.
It's hilarious, isn't it? Because I think those kind of meetings are heightened when you've got nothing else to do. You know, parish councillors take their job very seriously, as they should anyway, but when you've got nothing else to do, the dynamic of those sort of meetings is completely heightened.
Yeah.
And everybody just spends all day, every day, thinking about Jackie Weaver calling a legal meeting.
I just love her name.
Jackie Weaver.
I'd quite like to be called Jackie Weaver.
Well, she wants to be known as Britney Spears now, so you could step in and take the name of Jackie Weaver.
I just think it's such a great name. Jackie Weaver.
Do you know what, though? I'll tell you why I'm not Team Jackie, and I think this is going to be controversial to a lot of people. That's fine. I'm happy to own it.
Okay.
We don't know the backstory.
Mm.
You know, has she read and understood the legal terms? Mm. You know, because she's told very clearly in that meeting she must read and understand them.
Yeah.
Is it an illegal meeting?
I mean, maybe we should try and get Jackie Weaver on.
Jackie Weaver on the podcast.
You know,
she maybe, can give us a backstory.
Yeah, we can get the real lowdown.
Yes.
From Jackie, from the horse's mouth.
About
as to what has gone on with Handforth Parish Council meetings.
Because I would like to know. I don't feel like, now look, the way she is spoken to and treated in that meeting, you know, when the vice chair screams at her, read the terms and understand them. Understand, I mean, he really loses it.
Yeah. But there's also another bit where he's saying that he's going to leave, or he's going to do, and the other guys go, don't. You can hear all this
because they're on the Zoomerang together. Aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that was allowed because we shouldn't have.
I think they live together. I think Alid, who is the guy who Zoomerang is, I think Alid. It's his dad. I think right. It's Alid and his dad.
Alid Senior and Alid Junior. Let's call them.
AS and AJ. I like to call Alan Jr. AJ. And that's my preferred name for him. It's actually AJ. Yeah, because AJ. I think AJ really suits his vibe.
Yes.
He's really got that kind of like AJ.
But then there's a bit where AJ, he's obviously gotten up because he's gonna leave or something, and then he starts like he like becomes possessed or something, and you can hear him in the background.
Well, he's going, yeah, I told you. Like, say to his dad, I think what he's trying to say is he wants to join a Microsoft Teams meeting with the chairman. So because the chairman got kicked out, he feels as the vice chair, I think he
that
feels
he
a responsibility to
with
the chairman. Yeah. Right. So Alan Senior,
AS,
is still on the Zoomerang.
Yes,
AJ's gone out of shot, but he's shouting, we're trying to have a Microsoft Teams, and I think what he's trying to say is I need the laptop. I can't do the, if you stay in that meeting, Alan Senior, I can't get on the Teams with the chairman.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah.
And then it looks like, I think what he's worried about is that it will look like his alliances are laying with Jackie Weaver. Obviously, he's made it very clear that they're not.
But he sounds like he's like Gollum from.
Oh my God, I've actually lost it. Seriously, I don't know how I'm going to put it back this week because this video, it makes me laugh more than anything else at the moment.
Oh dear. It's
I just love the fact that they have fully, they obviously, AJ, AJ and Mr. Chairman have gone through the terms and the legal framework with a fine tooth comb. They have obviously together.
That's very clear, yeah.
Got together and said, right, we're gonna hang Jackie Weaver out to dry because we are not having her bowling in here. Setting
affecting
up illegal Zoomerangs.
Yeah. Illegal Zoomerangs.
Affecting illegal Zoomerangs.
Yeah.
And making out that she's got authority because she hasn't got any authority here.
And also the bit where there's another woman on there and all it comes up with is
Julie's iPad.
Someone's obviously rung her. She's obviously not muted herself.
No.
So all you can hear is her going, all right, love, yeah, I'm just on another meeting. Can I ring you back?
At one point, when I watched the full video, I thought, nah, this is a sketch.
Yeah, well, that's how funny and how almost like you can't believe this has actually happened.
I remember watching it halfway through. I watched the 6-minute video. Apparently there's an 18-minute video as well.
There is, yeah.
But I've watched the 6-minute video and halfway through I was thinking, God, this is just a really well-written sketch. Somebody's like pretending to do a fly-on-the-wall fake documentary.
Yeah.
Because it is, if you haven't seen it, just search Handforth Parish Council and it
you'll
will
find it.
Definitely come up because it has gone totally viral.
Yeah.
100%.
And it is so worth the 6 minute watch of the video. It's so funny.
Okay, Ange, well, look, we've taken out dickish behaviour this week.
Yes.
And we've brought back what is getting on your shitting tits.
Right, okay. The thing that's getting on my shitting tits is people who use sort of like what you would call an express lane checkout, which
right.
I would in my head, that's sort of you 12 items or less.
Okay.
That rock up with a shitting trolley full of shopping. I was actually, it happened to me yesterday.
Shit.
Yeah.
Waiteroos.
I had to pop to the Waiteroos.
Yeah.
Getting a few bits for the Waiteroos.
Yeah.
I think, great, I'll pop to those express checkouts because
great.
They're quick. They're quick. Yeah, that's
quick.
The express. Quick.
Are you, is it self-service express checkouts?
All self-service, right?
Yeah.
So you go there with your basket of roughly 12 items.
Yeah.
You whiz through, piss off, right?
Yeah.
I get there. There's a little queue of people waiting.
Yeah.
But there is one woman at the express with, you know, like your half trolley.
Oh, not, yeah, one of those.
I reckon she's got at least 20 to 25 items.
That's not on.
No.
Was it and Jackie Weaver?
Well, it probably bloody was, because she was being illegal.
Illegally
she using
was using
the express
illegally.
But I was like, there were Waitrose people there. And I was like, why
get
are you
involved.
Not telling her
yeah, get
that
involved.
She shouldn't be using this?
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, actually, I think in those situations, there should be like a trigger, like an alarm that goes off.
Right. Wow, you've really... Hang on. You've given this a lot of thought.
I have, because I was really annoyed.
It's lockdown, like, isn't it? This is lockdown life.
Yes.
You think about...
This is lockdown life.
Could we have an alarm that could be raised for
yes.
those people that illegally... Let's name it for what it is.
Illegal express checkout use.
You've got your illegal Zoomerangs.
Yeah.
There should be terms and conditions that we should all read about your express lane.
Well, they should just... I think if you cross that threshold...
Yeah.
It should be able to monitor how many items you've got. Because obviously
well,
some people get a trolley and it's piled up like, you know, a freaking mountain of shit in that trolley.
Yeah.
In the basket. You know, so it shouldn't be based on...
Yes.
Shouldn't be based on basket or trolley, right?
Okay.
It should be based on... There should be some sort of scanning thing. You cross that threshold... And if you've got more than 12 items, an alarm goes off. Woo, woo,
do you know
woo,
what
woo.
It could be? It could be like, have you seen Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
You know, when they find the sock
yes.
attached to one of the monsters, all the men
exactly
come down
that.
In the hazmat suits.
Yes.
They shave him, they shower him.
Yeah.
They take all
cover
of his clothes
him.
Off.
They blow
yeah, they
up
basically...
anything he had, the socks
yeah.
or whatever. Yes.
So I'm yeah. thinking... Monsters, Inc. style hazmat. You
yes.
step over the threshold, loads of men appear, come down
yeah.
from the ceiling,
yeah.
check your basket
yeah.
and blow up any items that are over
anything
the 12.
Anything's extra is
say,
gone, destroyed.
I don't care which ones you really need. This
yeah.
is illegal.
Yeah.
Gonna
you
blow up that
thought
bread.
Of that before, Sheila.
Yeah.
Before you decided to go and use the express checkout with more than 12 items, you should have thought about this.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way you... Because the Waitrose employees were doing jack shit. They were allowing her to use that checkout and she shouldn't have been
yeah.
there.
Were you
it.
Behind her?
I was about... There was one person in front of me, so I was literally like the second person waiting.
And the person in front of you, have they abided by the rules?
Yes, they were fine. They had, you know, just a basket with a few items.
Right.
It was this one... But it's not the first... I've seen it happen a lot.
Right.
And it just... It does just irritate me because I'm like, actually, Sheila, there's 20 other checkouts you can use, right? This is specific for people that are just doing a quick in-out.
Those self-service, they've got better, but they annoy me in general.
Yeah.
Like, it's just annoying, isn't it? Because I spend half my time just waiting for a member of staff to come and help me.
To approve.
I'm like, oh, it hasn't read that I've,
yeah.
you know, bought some wrapping paper. It's not heavy enough. To right, yeah, scan the barcode. Off they go, and then the flashing light starts again. Sorry, it hasn't. I've just bought some name tags and a birthday card to go with that wrapping paper, and it's okay. Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Sometimes they're putting in shitting 25 liners. I know. One, I'm like, surely there's a better way of doing this. Two, how are you remembering that?
I know, I know.
Like, 1, 5, 2, 5, 7, 5.
Some of them have those things on those, like, elasticated things that they scan, don't they, first? And then they've got a shitty laminated bit of barcode that they scan. And then they're like 6, 7, 5, 2, 4, enter 2, 4, 1, 5, 6, 2, enter 5, 5, 3, 1, 2, 4, 2, enter. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my god, you need to go on the Crypto Factor or Mastermind with the information you can carry in your head. And then they're gone, and you're like,
and then you have to do another thing.
This hasn't now. Sorry, mate. This now hasn't. No probs. No probs. 6, 7, 5, 4, 2. Yes, fine. 6, and then they're off helping someone else.
Yeah.
And then we obviously finish every week now with a segment that we call Don't Go There. And we try and tackle subjects that perhaps people are reluctant to talk about or that aren't talked about very much in the mainstream. And we this week we decided that we would talk about bullying in all sorts of, you know, capacity, whether that's workplace or school.
Yeah.
But if you've got something that you would like us to tackle, if there's a subject that perhaps you think isn't talked about enough, or that you would like us to see if we could talk about or discuss,
highlight.
Obviously you can get in touch with us. So you can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden. And you can also message us on the Finding the Funny podcast Facebook page. You can message us on there. And you can also
send us an email, hello at ruthcorden.com. So if there's something you'd like us to tackle, then feel free.
Please get in touch. Yeah.
So this week we decided we'd talk about bullying. We had this come in, well, there was quite a few people, I think, when I put up a box on Instagram asking what we should talk about in this segment. There was a few people that said, a couple of people said bullying, and a couple of other people said workplace bullying. And I actually think bullying is a really, really hard thing to go through.
Totally, yeah. I don't think actually there's probably many people that haven't experienced it at some point in their life, whether whether you go back to your school days or, like you said earlier, even in sort of work situations.
Yeah.
You know, now it's quite, you know, you do come across people that just, are not very nice and just find something to bully you on.
I think it's workplace. I'm really, really fortunate. I've never experienced. I was bullied at school, from sort of year 8 and year 9, and it was all because I was fat. You know that I looked different to all the other girls in my class, and I think if you look different in school, whether that's that you wear glasses or the colour of your hair, or you know, if you stand out in any capacity, there are always going to be children, young people that
you are like a prime target. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And it was actually really hard. I got bullied by three girls who just weren't very nice, and they used to kind of, you know, jibe at me and call me fat and, you know, tell me I was ugly, and for a really long time it genuinely did really affect me. I don't know if you remember, Ange, but there was three girls in particular, and I'd come home most days and I'd be pretty upset about it, and you know, it was getting me to go to school became quite difficult, and I just remember I did always have kind of, I had a kind of best friend all throughout my education. I was really lucky, Catherine. She was amazing, but you know, it was hard for her as well, because when you're friends with the girl that's being bullied, that's also really hard, puts you in a bit of, especially when you're in your first year of secondary school and you're sort of trying to establish yourself,
find
friends, and And I just remember one day, I just had enough of it, really. I just sort of turned around to one of these girls and I just said, is that really all you've got? Like, is that all you've got about me? Like, I know what I look like. I know I don't look like you, and I know I don't look like the inverted commas pretty girls in the school, but is really me being fat all you've got? And she just did not know what to say. It was sort of the first time I'd found my voice, really. I think also because within that conversation I sort of made this girl laugh a bit, and I was like, look, I know I'm fat, I've got mirrors, I'm not, you know, I'm not stupid, I can figure out what I look like. I think we sort of turned a corner with that, really, and it never really happened again. I sort of found myself mixing with lots of different people, and, you know, but I think go on.
I think that you are probably unusual in that way, because and I think that that is, I think standing up to bullies if you're able to, if you have the confidence to do that and you're brave enough to do it,
yeah,
9 times out of 10 that is the kind of key to start sort of unlocking those issues, because bullies don't know how to take someone that stands up to them. The whole reason they find, you know, a target is generally because they've got something to pick on them for.
Yeah.
And generally they are a quieter, more timid, more, so they won't get any backlash from that person. Yeah. They can bully them to their heart's content and they'll never get any response from them because they're just too frightened to do that. And I think that's hard. And I think that's one thing that you had about you is that you found that sort of inner confidence to say, I ain't taking this shit anymore.
And I tell you what, I'd never let anyone bully me again. I would never, probably to the point where I can be a bit bolshy and maybe a bit opinionated. But I know that all comes from that place of for so long letting people put me down, make me feel like I wasn't worth anything, make me feel like I couldn't sit at that table because that's where the cool, popular, pretty girls sat. And I suppose in that moment, I sort of thought, well, yeah, that's it. I ain't ever letting anybody else treat me like that ever again. And if I think I'm being backed into a corner or, you know, I'm being targeted, I can very quickly and I wasn't rude to her. I was just like, come on, is this all you've got on me?
Yeah.
That I'm fat. Like, this is ridiculous. Mm. And I actually said to her, you've never bothered to get to know me. You've never ever bothered to have a conversation with me. You've never bothered to find out anything about me. Heaven forbid you and I could actually be friends.
Yeah.
You know, and from there, these three girls, actually, I did become mates with them. I just, you know, I sort of didn't hang around with them loads, but I, you know, and I think if you're right, if you can unlock something in you that says, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah. I don't deserve to be treated by this by anybody.
Yeah.
And if you are, and I think that's the thing, that's a really hard thing to do, especially, you know, if you're in that moment of being bullied by someone, you don't have any self-confidence. You don't, you don't think you have a voice. You don't have a place that you can actually stand. And I think if you can find that somewhere, dig really deep, I think that's ultimately kind of a real good starting point to try and, you know, sort the issue out. I think there's like now, I think I really feel for sort of young people now because of this whole cyberbullying thing, which I think is
massive.
Oh, you know, you sort of think in the days of us being at school, obviously. I mean, thankfully, I don't think I've ever been bullied.
No.
I don't think. And I'm really super grateful that I didn't ever experience that. But I sort of think, you know, when we were at school, you'd potentially have to deal with some horrible people in school. But when you got home,
you shut the door.
Yeah. And I think now the bigger issue for young people is around this kind of the way that actually bullies can operate in a very, very hidden, just kind of going under the radar. No one else might ever know about it, but you are able to get access to somebody and send them horrible things. And I think that is potentially a harder thing now than sort of in person sort of bullying that you might kind of get in school. I think both of them are awful, but I think there's something around that sort of the cyberbullying side of things. I think is potentially a really awful place for lots of young people and adults, I suppose, to a certain extent.
Yeah. Well, Childline and the NSPCC both have spots on their website purely for bullying and cyberbullying.
Yeah.
I mean, Childline now you can actually log on, I believe, and speak to a counsellor online very, very quickly. You're sort of put into a waiting room and you tick with the reasons that you want to talk. So if you're kind of a younger person or you're perhaps a parent, you've got children that are maybe struggling with bullying, the NSPCC Bullying UK, I think, is also a website as well, if I remember rightly, that can help and support. But also the NHS have some, if you're older and you're an adult and you're being bullied at work, the NHS have some really helpful stuff around workplace bullying. So, you know, there's loads of resources and stuff online, but I think you're right. I think you can, I just think the thing is with bullying is that it sort of makes you, you just really undervalue yourself.
It just comes back to that same old thing that, you know, we all talk about, and, you know, I have drummed into my children from an early age about, you know, just be kind.
Yeah.
And that thing, you know, if you haven't got anything nice to say,
yeah,
don't say anything at all. And you just kind of think, why do people feel that they have to kind of speak to people or bully people in that way? Because I just don't know what they get out of that.
Yeah. So if you can't be kind, just, you know, leave it out, basically.
Yeah. Just be kind.
Well, that's it. We found ourselves at the end of another episode.
We have indeed.
We've told you all the places that you can get in touch. We obviously love hearing from you. Ange and I haven't forgotten about our Ruth versus Ange challenge. That is obviously going to run on.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. We're, you know, just keep your eyes peeled on social media or
peeled
or any other, you know, just keep watching out on the Facebook and the Instagram. It is coming. We will surprise you with it when you least expect
we will.
But thank you so much for listening. We all hope that you have a fantastic week, and we'll be here next week helping you to find more of the funny.